Let us pray. Lord God, in this night, so different from all other nights, we are gathered to partake of the supper which your only Son left us, so that he could stay with us with all the fullness of his liberating love. He gave this meal to us when he was about to die, and he commanded us to celebrate it as the new and the eternal sacrifice. We pray that in this meeting with your Son, he may share with us his life and love, that he may be our bread of strength and enable us to serve you and to do your loving will. We ask this in the name of Jesus. He lives with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month is to be the first of all the others for you, the first month of your year. Speak to the whole community of Israel and say, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household and share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. It must be an animal without blemish, a male 1 year old. You may take it from either sheep or goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. Some of the blood shall then be taken and put on the 2 doorposts, and the lintel of the houses where it is eaten. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it, with a girdle round your waist, sandals on your feet, a staff in your hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on the same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, human and beast alike. And I shall deal out punishment to all the gods of Egypt. I am Yahweh. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day is to be a day of remembrance for you, and you shall celebrate it as a feast in Yahweh's honor. For all generations, you are to declare it a day of festival forever.
The death of Second reading is from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Beloved, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus realized that the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in this world and would show his love for them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to hand Jesus over. And so, during the supper, Jesus, fully aware that he had come from God and was going to God, the Father who had handed everything over to him, rose from the meal and took off his cloak. He picked up a towel and tied it around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and dry them with the towel he had around him. Thus he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You may not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter replied, "You shall never wash my feet." "If I do not wash you," Jesus answered, "you will have no share in my heritage." "Lord," Simon Peter said to him, "then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus told him, "The man who has bathed has no need to wash except for his feet. He is entirely cleansed, just as you are. Though not all." The reason he said not all are washed clean was that he knew his betrayer. After he had washed their feet, he put his cloak back on and reclined at the table once more. He said to them, "Do you understand what I just did for you? You address me as teacher in the Lord, and fittingly enough, for that is what I am. But if I washed your feet, I who am teacher and Lord, then you must wash each other's feet. What I just did was to give you an example. As I have done, so you must do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. When the story of the Last Supper is told, what is told is the story of taking bread and breaking it and giving it to disciples, and taking wine and blessing it and giving it to disciples. In the Gospel according to John, there is no bread at the Last Supper, and there is no wine at the Last Supper. There is the example of service, the washing of the feet. And so from the very earliest moment in the life of the church, the Eucharist was seen to be both bread and wine, and a life of service. And just as it boggles the mind and teases the senses to see Jesus in bread and wine, body, blood, soul, and divinity, so it teases the mind and the senses to see Jesus when one meets one's neighbor. And just as the bread and wine is his real presence, so service to one's neighbor is his real presence. So much so that Benedict XVI has said, the proof of the validity of the Eucharist, the proof that a community truly does receive the body and blood of the Lord, is found in the service of one's neighbor. As we enter into this table fellowship, we do so with that faith.
Hail our Savior's glorious body, which is Virgin Mother born. Hail the blood which shed for sinners, in a broken world restored.
Seated bene Dei.